it. We'll see if we can do it. Okay, Peyal, the Mishnah. Etzem, bone, kedilasas tarva. The spoon, they used to make, they made things out of bones. Okay. Rebu the omer, kedilasas imenu chof. We'll see in a minute that that means like the tooth in a lock. I don't know exactly how they made the locks, but we'll see. The Gemara didn't want to tell. Schuch is glass, kediligrabo rosh hakarkar. I want to bring my picture book. A karkar is like a, it was like a hooked thing. It was a wooden handle with a hook on the end, and they used it to separate the chassis strings. When you laid them out, the woofer, which one that is, they should be straight. It was like a hooked thing with a point on like this, and to separate the strings. So that point had to be sharp, so they would use a piece of glass to shave it down, make it sharp. Tzroro, even a stone, can lizard boy to throw at a bird to scare away the bird. Says because people wouldn't bother doing that with a bird because they could scare it away just by yelling at it, but they use it to throw at an animal. Okay. Now the Gemara thought that when it came to Etzem, when Rebbe Yehuda said chof, the Gemara thought it meant the lock itself. Now that would be bigger than a tarvat. And if we had already the Gemara back there a while ago, we had, and when it was by reeds, Rabbi Yehuda had a smaller shear than the Tanakam over there. We used to, Tanakam said reeds was enough to make a hook to hang up the Napu Kvorah. Rabbi Yehuda said enough to take the shoe size of a little kid. That's smaller. So somehow the Gemara holds, I'm not sure why, but the Gemara holds that Rabbi Yehuda always is more machmir, meaning he always has a smaller shear. Here the Gemara understood that the lock, first of all, if they made a mistake, they might have thought chof meant the lock. The lock is bigger than a small spoon. Remember the shur de Rabbi Yehuda Novish, the biggest shir, Hokkaimon, when the shur de Rabbana Novish. Generally speaking, the machloikis and the Rabbana is always a bigger shir de Rabbi Yehuda. And so, ula chofe posachas. We don't mean the lock. We mean it's a tooth. They're davening earlier. I didn't know. They're davening early, so we started a few minutes early. I'm sorry. I didn't know about it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Chofe posachas tohoirin. Those, the way Rashi learns, those teeth are tohor before you put them into the lock because they have no use. It's not a keli yet. Kovon be posachas, once you put it into the lock, tmeim, then they're tomei. Shelgal on a door, this was talking about a lock, let's say on a cabinet. But if it's a lock on a door, even though you put it into the door, or the way Rashi says, into the lock in the door, and you put it in with nails, it's set. So you would think it now should be tomei, like we said before. Because once that chof goes into the lock, becomes part of the lock, and it's a kli, so it's tomei. Tohoirin, why? Shekolam chub lekarka, reo kekarka. So when you talk about a lock on a cabinet like this, that's a kli. Think about a lock on a door, the door's mechuba. Mechuba can never be tomei. So once, if you're using this chof, whatever it is, in the lock in the door, so in Hanami, once it gets into the lock, it becomes something that's usable. But since it's a door, it's mechuber, it can't be tomi. Anything mechuber is tor. Zechuches kedeligra arbo. The Mishnah said the seer for what do you call it? For glass is to scrape down that karkar. Tonin, the Tosefta says a little different idea. Zechuches kedeliftso abo shneinim to cut open two threads at the same time. The Mefarshim says it's the same shear. We don't mean a machlok, it's the same, it's a different way of saying the same amount. Okay. Rashi says an interesting thing here, that the Tosefta calls Zechuches, Sechuches, or the Samach. So Rashi says it's called Sechuches because Soichen, you can see through it. Soichen, Mr. C. It's called Zechuches because it's Zaku, it's clear. Okay. Tzroro, Evan, Kedelizog, Bo'oi, Frebleza, Ben Yankiv, Omer, Yankiv, Omer, Bechon, Vuhusha, Mageshus, Bo. It has to be big enough that the animal will feel it when you throw it at her. The common sure how big is that? Tanya, Frebleza, Ben Yankiv, Omer, Mishkal, Asor, Zuz. Okay. Zun and Ola, Beimed, Rosha. Okay, let's get a little background here. Again, we're dealing in those days, they didn't have basic kisses like we have. They went out to the fields. They certainly didn't have toilet paper. They used stones or pieces of cheres for that purpose. Now, on Shabbos, we're going to have a problem here because Shabbos, the stones are muktz, basically. Stones are muktz. So they allowed certain things for covered abrias. That's basically what we're learning about here. Now, they're loud. Mukta Pash, we're talking where he carried it less than Dalinamas, not from Rishus to Rishus, but shoot, we're only talking about the Isa of Mukta.
It's not Graf Shalim?
No, Graf Shalim means something else. Anyway. What?
No, it wouldn't be.
You go, you leave your stuff, you leave it, it's not in your house. But it's to clean yourself. Okay. Right, so that's basically the idea. We'll see. We're not talking about reusing it. That's the next. We're not up to that yet. We're not up to that yet.
Yeah.
We'll get to reusing it in a minute. Hold on. Let's go. Zunin ola beimidrosha. Ono rabosa avonim shol besakisa shu mekama. How big? Now, as Rashi puts it, it's a double-edged question. How big can I use it on Shabbos? How big did they let me use it on Shabbos? In the meantime, what will be the shiur for itzah on Shabbos? Because whatever size they let me use, that gives it the chshiva. So I'm chayiv for carrying. It's the same thing. Omelo kazayis ke egez u kebeitzo. That's an ascending order. Zayis, egoiz, what did you tell me? Walnut the other day. A kebeitzo. Now, because as Rashi says, they would take in all three and they would use in that order. First, the smallest one to clean on the outside and then, okay, whatever. Omelo hu. That's not a practical thing. You're telling me, I'm asking, what can I pick up and use in the Beis HaKisa? You're telling me, kazayis ke egez kebeitzo. But I have a scale with me. I'm going out to the field to go to the bathroom. B'chiturt in the yachnis. I should bring a scale with me. It's not a practical eitzah. Nimnu v'gomrum lo yayad. You can take a handful of stones. As big as they are, if it goes in a handful. Tanya Reb Yossi Yom, kazayis ke egez kebeitzo. Reb Shim Reb Yossi Yom, mishimov v'mloy hayad. Okay, Tan Rabbon. Gimel avonim mikuzolos. Rashi learns mikuzolos means sharp at the end, so they could be used. Tosis Faked says you'll hurt yourself. It means it's soft. Mutal hachnas lebeis hakisa v'kama shi'uron. Reb Meir omer ke'egez, Reb Yudah omer ke'beitzo. That's an interesting thing because there's no connection, but it happens to be the same achloikes in sukkah. What's the minimal shear for an esrik? Reb Meir holds ke'egez, Reb Yudah holds ke'beitzo. Omar Rav from Bar Popo, Omar Rav Chizduke Machloikis Kan, Kach Machloikis Beso. Just like Yavir Machloikis, Remeya says Egez, Abuda says Kibetza. Be the same Machloikis by the size of an Esrik. What? What do you mean what's an Afghan? Oh, we'll see. We'll hold on. It's a way to remember. That's all. That's just a way to remember. Now, it's an interesting thing to say. You're telling me the same Machloikis you have here, you have there in Esrik. Now, by Esrik, it's a mission in Sukkah. This is a Brisa. People knew the Mishnah. It's Brisa. People didn't necessarily know all of it. That's a funny way to do it. What he said was the other way. And Rashi says it's just the way, it's a simon, just a way of remembering that. When we say stones, you can't use a pious. My pious. Instead of a stone, he wants to use a chunk of earth. But this is earth which crumbles. So therefore, we're saying it's not good for kinuach. It's going to crumble. May it remains mukts. We're not giving you a heter for that. Okay. Omar Rav. Now, there's two things going on here. One is called kinuach, which we were discussing, then we're going to discuss later. Kinuach means cleaning oneself afterwards. Now, there's something called the mashmesh. The Gemara will say later, if a person has to go and he can't go, he should be mashmesh with a stone. It's to try and open up the opening to get himself going. So Rava says on that, Omar Rava, also the mashmesh b'tzor b'shabbos. You can't be mashmesh b'tzor b'shabbos. Kedero shem mashmesh b'chol. Okay. But the Gemara thought he meant to say, the Gemara thought he meant to say, you can't do it on Shabbos like you do it on Chomin. Don't do it on Shabbos at all. It's the Gemara, Maskif lo mazucha l'stakin. What, he should be, put himself in a sakana. We learned in Brachos, if you remember. And in Talmud we had it. A person has to go when he holds it back. That can bring on diseases. So I said, what should he do? I mean, that was their system of some sort of a laxative, I know. So what should he do? He said, you can't do it on Shabbos. So she gave him something to sakana. That's not what I meant. I meant, don't do it on Chol the way you do it. I'm sorry, don't do it on Shabbos the way you do it on Chol. What's the kilach hayad? Meaning, do it kilach hayad. It's hold it in a different way. Instead of holding it with your hand, hold it with two fingers, do it kilach hayad. What's the problem over here? The problem here is hasoras nimen. You'll cut off some hair over there. Hold on 1 second. So Tosfos says it's a psik reish. This kinuach Tosfos says is not a psik reish. This one, they did exactly what they did. The mishmash is a psik reish, so it is a problem. So they say, since do it kilach hayad on Shabbos with a shinu, it's only a drabonon that you can do. What? I don't know if it's lenichol. I don't know. It's an interesting point. It's an interesting point. Yeah.
To do a survey.
Yeah, that's correct. That's an interesting point. I don't know. Yeah, they wanted to care. Maybe he is nichol. Maybe taking the hairs makes it easier for him to eliminate. I don't know. Omer Biana, im yesh mokum kavua lebeis akisei mloy hayad. When we said you're allowed to take that many stones, that's if you have a mokum kavua for a beis akisei. So it's the same bathroom. So even if you have a little bit extra, you leave it for the afternoon, you go in the evening again. But in lav, then we're not going to allow that much because we don't want you to take too much because you're going to go back there. Then we allow, it's the point we're going not like Rashi, it's like the Rishon, kechreya meducha ktana shel psomim. Like the, either it means like the leg that's holding up this pan, it's a small thing, or some learn it means the buchta, that which you smash the psomim with. It's a smaller shear. Omer Pshashis, im yesh oleho eid muta. New point. We limited the size of the stones, right? Amlo hayad, if you have a beset bathroom, what do you call it? Kechrei of the menduch. If you don't have a set, that's all if it's stam a stone. But if it has an aid on it, what do we mean by aid? It has something on it, it was used already. There's kinuach on it. So that's meyid, emil's aidus, that it's being used for that purpose. So that takes off the mukts of it. Now, that means, obviously, that's your question. You're saying you're reusing the same stone. So what says, but that's not a wise idea. Meisvei, asor dvorim evin aso odom l'day tachtoinies. 10 things can bring on this machl called tachtoinies. I have an English word, hemorrhoids it might be, hemorrhoids. Ve'eluhein, okay. Oichel olikonim, leaves from reed, olikvanim, leaves from the vines, lulikvanim, it's more than the leaves, it's like little branches. Umorige behemo belomelach. The direct tight from Moirig is the what? Ridge. I mean, it's not smooth piece of meat. Moirig is some sort of a tool, I think. They have a word for it. Yeah, it's like a ridge. Anyway, it means not smooth parts of meat without salt. Don't ask me why. I don't know. Tongue, Rashi says, tongue fell along in his stomach where it's not smooth. If you eat that meat without salt, it could bring this on. The shedrol shall dag the spine of a fish, dag molia shall be called son, not cooked completely. Hashoys the shmore yayin, vahamekanek besidu bacharosis, vahamekanek betsuror shekinach bochavero. If you use a tsuror that was used by somebody else, vyeshom afatoilats mevesakis, you don't sit down, you're standing. Right. So whatever it is, it says here that if you're mekaneach with a stone that was used by somebody else, it can bring this on. You're telling me here that you can reuse a stone. So that's three terus. Depends if that which is on it, if it's lach, you shouldn't use. If it's dried up already, you can reuse it. Number two, we boy say mekami tzanecha kami beit stodim, meaning if it's on both sides, you can use the side that wasn't used. The Iboy is saying a simple hodidei hodichavrei. That means don't use one that was used by somebody else, but to reuse one that you yourself used is okay. Okay. Omlei ba'elav Yosef, yordu alei k'shom v'nishtash t'shumau. We're allowing a bigger stone if there's kinuach on it, because it's obvious it's for this use. What if it rained, and the kinuach, and it had it on it, when it rained, and it got rinsed off? Omalei mo yirishuma nikamut. Okay. If there was something remaining there, something, it's okay. Boy, mine rova, barav, shilov, meirav, chizda, mal alosam achvav legak. We were talking now about this mukta. What if his bathroom is upstairs? And that is a tircha also involved in carrying it up. There's the same hatayrim. Amalei godel kovet abriyah shadochas lo sibatar, which we mean always means isa the rabbana, not in isa the rice. We learned the brachah is good, but isa tircha is also in isa the rabbana, meaning that's also mukta. Yosef mereima komel l'shmeitz. Fine. Eitzer avina l'mereima. We have interesting machloikes in Beitz. Rabbi Lezer Omer, to my yontif over there, no tell Odom kisem mil chilafonov, lachzos boshinov. A person can take a splinter of wood from anything in front of him in the house and use it as a toothpick. Chachomim omim lo yito elemen o evus shel behemo. Doesn't mean the evus is the, what do you call it, trough? What do you got for evus? The crib, okay. It doesn't mean mamish from the crib. Maybe that's a mukhon for something that was prepared. Machlok is because you can take stam, a splinter of wood from someone laying around in the house to use as a toothpick. Rabbi Lezer says he can. Anything in the house is mistoma mukhon, was prepared. The chomim hold, what? Mefar, what's mefar? It's a piece of wood. Mukhtsu. Yeah. Cleaning your teeth is not a problem. Just take some, how many teeth? It's not a malacha. Yeah, Ava's ball of, yeah. I thought about the trough, but okay, it doesn't make a difference. Chachomim hold that on what do you call it, on Yontif, is low, Eitzim Elo Hasoka. Stam wood is used for firewood. If you didn't prepare it, then you can't. Okay, but whatever it is, what's the problem over here? We're telling you Muktzah in terms of what? A toothpick. The one understands a toothpick could also be covered up breeze. Sometimes something's sticking out and it's obvious, embarrassing. You're telling me before we let everything roll for covered abriyas, mukza, even the tircha, and you see it's not so simple. It says the Gemara, hochi hashto, hosam odom kovei mokim lusuda. Now, what's the problem over there? The guy knows where he's going to eat lunch. He could have prepared some toothpicks before. That's his fault. That's a batlonis. Hocha odom kovei mokim lusuda. That's the situation we have today. Yeah, of course, today we have a mokim kovua for a suda. It says Rashi, yeah, this is my bathroom. I go there, someone's there. I'm going to go find another place. It wasn't arranged. The Poskim Takis say that if a person will have a private bathroom, I mean, even where others in his family wouldn't go, then wouldn't be so mutter. They're going to put it there before. What are you worried about? I say you're worried. In our cases here, you don't get schlepped to the field. Or if you put it there, someone else will take it. If you have a private place where nobody else goes, it's a different story. Okay. Amar Afuna also lefanos besodenir b'shabbos. Sodenir means that the first plowing was done; it's ready for planting. You can't go there on Shabbos. Why not? My time. What's the problem? Ilay mishum davsho, meaning you're trampling the guy's field. He'll mess up the chrish. He just turned it over; it's ready to be planted. It's nice and soft. You're going to trample it. Davshin's trampling. I feel b'chol nami. Now, obviously, you're talking about your friend's place. Your own place, you can do whatever you want. Tell me, you're going to your friend's place, you're messing up his chavish. I don't do it Shabbos. That's a gezel dika problem. I don't do it Shabbos. El mishum asovim, that's what you're worried about. Because of the plowing, asovim now have wrapped themselves around the stone. It's an interesting thing. And that's now considered the mokum gidl of those asovim. So if you rip those asovim off the stone, it's toilish. That's your problem. You're allowed to use it. Why? Because if you take those blades of grass off the stone, that's taka toilish. But when you make kaneach, it's not a psegration. So it's a dover shein miskavim, and we're okay. So what's the problem? You're telling me I can't eliminate in a freshly plowed place. What's the problem? I'll stop sure someone else can't do it during the week. It's not a new job. You're worried about taking those grasses off the stone. Rishok says it's a Dov Shem Skavin anyway. Elo, different problem. You learned on Dafayin Gimel Amud Beis, we learned that if you have a ditch and you fill the ditch, you smooth it out. If it's in the house, that's boina. If it's in the field, that's what we're worried about over here. You'll pick up something, use it for quinoa, and you put it home in the ditch. Meantime, you think, Eladil menokin miloy v'shod l'tatoy. You'll take from here and put it down. Umachay mishum de rabbah, doma rabbah. Hoysalogumi had a ditch, v'tomam, I filled it up, b'bayis, chay mishum boina, v'sodachay mishum charish. Okay. We might make it. You never know. No, this is not chayv for gula.
I know, but it's you don't need. You're not trying to build anything. You're just putting it down because you want to put it somewhere. You
again, it'll be a psikreshin liyichalei. We're talking in again. You're talking in your place. It'll be a psikreshin liyichalei. It will be a place where you need the smoothing. Yeah, no phenomenon. This case will always be that. Kuf Omer Eish Lokish Srosh Olobo Asovim Mutala Kaneyabo Hatolish Ben B'Shabbos Chayv Chatas. If you tear off those grass from the stone, that's called Toilish, because if we consider it now, that that's the Mokum Gidl of those grass. No, it came from the ground. It's an interesting thing. But it's Einem Eskavim. When you clean yourself, you have no interest, you have no intention at all of ripping off the blades of grass, and it's not even a psikresh. Okay. Now, here we have an interesting thing here. Forget about taking the blades off the stone. You have a stone on the ground with grass. The Gemara understands that that grass, those blades of grass, are still being yoinek from the earth. There's some sort of, through the moisture, it's coming up. Similarly, otzit shenokuv. We have a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom. We consider that kinetic to the ground because the yenika goes up. So now, he said you can use that stone. Forget about the problems of tearing and all that. When you pick up the stone, I have a new problem over here. When it's down on the ground, it's yonik from the ground. When I pick it up, I'm cutting off that yonik. So why shouldn't that be toilish? You see from Reish Lakish that that's not a problem. Then it's picking up something that's being yonik and bringing it up higher. Even though you might in some way be decreasing it, we don't deal with that. A flower pot with a hole, right? You have a flower pot with a hole that's sitting on the ground. Shori l'taltula, you can carry it around. You'll tell me, how can you carry it around? When you pick it up from here, you're cutting off the yanika. So too, when you put it down here, you're reinstating yanika. It should be toilesh and zareya, all these things. You see for me, Lakish, that's not true. Picking it up and putting it down is not a problem. Says the Gemara, it's not a problem, not true. He didn't say you can stop walking around with a flower pot on Shabbos. He said you can use it for kinuach. The stone is muktzah also, and we let you do it. Right? We let you do, but basically what the Gemara is saying, it's awesome to do it, but we're allowing it for kinuach. Now, let's just step back a minute. What kind of isa could that be? It can't be an Issa d'Oraisa. We're not matter an Issa d'Oraisa for Kovod HaBriyos. It must be an Issa d'Rabbanan, which means that when I have a flower pot with a hole, which has unique, and I raise it, mid'Oraisa, it's not a me. Meaning, I'm not cutting off the mid'Rabbanan, we ask it. It doesn't look so good. But really, it's not cliche. And if it's up here and you put it on the ground, it's really not niti. It'll be also mid'Rabbanan. Now, look what it says now. Om Rabbi Parpisa, you talk about Parpisa. I'll tell you something. You had a otzitznokav on the ground. You say this. You put it up on still on a platform, not with a board under it. It's still open to the ground. It's just up high. Now. That can't be what we just said. Can't be. You're telling me now if you pick up the flower pot and put it up, you're chayim. It's also midaraisa for toilish. If you put it down, it's chayim midaraisa for natiya. Can't be. If it's anisa daraisa, we would have never been matarit for kinua. Says Rashi and Tais right away, this chayim doesn't mean chayim. This chayim means also the money. Can't be also midaraisa. Take a look, Rashi. Where is it? This is a memra. It's a memra. Couldn't be. We had it once on by Bishl and Klishen and Daf Mem, I think. Also, it said Chayiv, and the Gemara said it means Makas Mardis. In rare occasions, you have it. Okay, let's go. The race to the finish. Now I'm not talking about stone, we're talking about a piece of cheres, whatever it is. My time. Elaim shum sakona, you're worried it's sakona, meaning you're going to hurt yourself. I feel a b'chol nami. What's I going to do with Shabbos? Elaim shum kshofim, we'll see in the Gemara, there's Asik with kishuf, with using cheres. I feel b'chol nami, I do with Shabbos. Ve'elo mishum hasoras nimin. Oh, that's what it meant. Cheres will tear the hairs. Dorshen miskavenun. What's the problem? Omu Rav Nosson bar Roshia, he didn't mean to say it's also on Shabbos. He meant to say it's also even on Shabbos. Gavar Rabba Omer Milsa Neimu Botami. I got to explain it. Lo Miboya, he meant. When he said it's also on Shabbos, we thought he meant it's muta during the week, it's also on Shabbos. So we can't figure out what he meant. Sakonik shofim is also during the week. Hasaras nimin is muta on Shabbos, dov shenim eskabin. He meant like this. Lo me boye b'choil da'osa, certainly on chol it's also on shofim, let's say. Aval b'Shabbos, I would have thought, you know what? The cheres, we're not talking about a chunk, we're talking about a kli, a small kli of cheres. I would say there are problems with a cheres. You got kshofim, magical problems. But on Shabbos, using a stone is muktza. So better use the cheres, which is not muktza, and forgo the kshofim problem. He's saying no. The kshofim or the sakona problem is big enough that it allows you on Shabbos to override it and go to the stone, which is muktza. I would have thought holy ketores, kli alof, shofar domi, use it, don't get involved in muktza. You got kshofim, we'll slide over the kshofim. Come back, no. Not only is it also during the week, I'll show him and Sakon, it's also on Shabbos, also, even though it gets you involved in kibbutz. Rava learned different. Rava thought he meant it's also on Shabbos because of Asoras Neiman, and he was up against a serious problem. Rava Maslam Shum Asoras Neiman, the Kashalade, Rabbi Yechon, he had a stira. Because if you say Rabbi Yechon meant also on Shabbos, Asoras Neiman, that means Rabbi Yechon is saying, Dovah Shenim Skaven is also. But we know he holds Mutter. He had a problem. Me, Omer Rabbi Yechon, how could he say that? L'kanei b'chev de Shabbos, Almod of Shem's Kabin Osir, V'om Rabbi Yechon, Loch Yistam Mishnah. And the Stam Mishnah we had back on Daf Membeis, Tana Nozir Choyfi Fum Afas Beis, a Nozir can put down his hair, he can separate his hair. Why? Because it's in a Miskabin. It's not psikration, it'll come out. Have a low Sirik, combing your hair, is a psikration, but you see, he holds Dov Shem's Kavan is Mutter. So you had a steer. El Machvar to give the Nosim of Roshia. Better is to say, like Reb Nosim of Roshia, he didn't mean it's also on Shabbos. He meant to say it's also even on Shabbos. Because even on Shabbos, where I'm allowing you to go to Muktz, I still go that way. We're going to make it. Mike Shofim, what's that Shofim? You're cleaning yourself with a cheres. What's Shofim? Interesting story. They're going in a boat. Now there was this Goyisha lady in that boat. A lady, a Goyisha lady. Let me sit down next to you. They didn't let her sit down. She set up some magic. She was a Mechashefa. She set some sort of magical Zach. She locked in the boat. The boat wouldn't move. Now they were not exactly fools themselves. You know, they knew the business also. They had something with a Shem Tyre to counteract the Shofim. And the boat flew. She listened to what she says to them. She says, Rabbis, my dear friend, my dear rabbis, I don't know what to do with you guys. My kisha doesn't work on you. Why not? Listen to what she says. My evaduchu, what can I do to you guys? You guys don't clean yourselves with cheres. You don't kill a bug, a louse on your clothes, meaning you shake it off first. When you have a such a thing, when you have a bunch of vegetables in a packed in by the vegetable guy, you don't pull it out. You open it up and take it. Apparently, anybody who does these three things is susceptible to kishuf. But wait, I can't touch you guys. You don't do this. You don't do this. You don't do that. One of the things she says was cleaning yourself with cheres. Apparently, cleaning yourself with cheres makes one susceptible to kshofen.